Whenever I need to send roses that are guaranteed to make someone's day, the only place I trust is 1-800-Flowers.com. With 1-800-Flowers, my friends and family always receive stunning, high-quality bouquets that they absolutely love. Right now, when you buy a dozen multicolored roses, 1-800-Flowers will double your bouquet to 2 dozen roses. To claim this special double roses offer, go to 1-800-Flowers.com/SXM. That's 1-800-Flowers.com/SXM.
Good afternoon, everybody. Welcome into the Winklerverse. I'm Bart Winkler. On air for the last couple of nights as the Brewers were losing to the Dodgers. It's now 0-2 in the series as the series heads back to LA. 2-1, of course, on Monday. 5-1, of course, on Tuesday, an off day. And now, will it get back to Milwaukee? Will it get to a game 5? Will these two series end by Thursday, and then we have a week? The World Series does not start until next Friday, no matter what. So are we going to have a long layoff of baseball with the Mariners returning home up 2-0, and of course the Dodgers returning home up 2-0 as well? Before we get into the ineptitude of the Dodgers, ineptitude of the Brewers against the Dodgers, oof, I wish. I said there would be some fresh hell unleashed when the Brewers and Cubs were lined up. And the series result was in our favor. It was in our favor. The Brewers won. It was grueling. It was ridden with anxiety. But they won. And then they held an L flag on the field when they won. Which, yeah, the Cubs lost. So you fly the L. Yeah. And the Brewers beat the Cubs, so they flew the L in their team picture. I didn't love it at first, but, you know, Trevor Megill got cut and whatever. Because I think you're celebrating. You beat the Cubs, and that was a tense series. And, you know, there might be some emotional layoff. I said beforehand, whoever wins that series is going to get smoked by the Dodgers anyway. And I don't think it's over. I'm not putting out parade chairs. But I don't think it's over. We'll see. Talk to Tim Shea in a minute about that. So I don't think it's over. Which, do I think it's over? That's the question. But then the Cubs fans, see, they thought, I think Cubs fans thought that we cared more about them than they care about us. And now the Brewers beat the Cubs. Our manager went down there, hasn't had success that you thought he would. Lost a playoff series against the Brewers. And so the Cubs fans, you know, obviously are going to root for the Dodgers to win, just like we would root against the Diamondbacks or the Braves or the Mets or everybody else that's beat us over the years. Now the Cubs are rooting against the Brewers, rooting for the Dodgers. And I credit them for spinning it that the Brewers are holding an L flag. And then Brewers fans fight back and say, no, you can share this picture all you want. It's a reminder of us beating you. But Cubs fans, here's the problem. With this rivalry, it's always been the problem. They are bigger in number. They are bigger in number. And if you try to fight with them, they have more that they can throw at you. And they have more people willing to do it. So they're bigger in number. They have more people. And that's kind of what's happening right now. We are brought to you by Happy Place Hemp. Promo code is BART, B-A-R-T, 25% off each and every order. HappyPlaceHemp.com. You get your gummies and your tinctures and your lip balms and your seltzers and everything you need for a more relaxing, enjoyable kind of experience. You know, people trying to wean off of other products. Happy Place Hemp provides you still with the enjoyment you're looking for. And, of course, they got the CBD, CBN products to help you sleep. They got the THC products to help you as well. Whatever you need, promo code is BART, 25% off at happyplacehemp.com. All right. With the Dodgers having won the two games against the Brewers, it sucks. It sucks. And I think a lot of the conversation is turning to salary cap and conversation about, you know, the payroll. And I know Jeff Passan had his article beforehand about the fate of baseball's on the line. If the Dodgers win this series, then baseball is going to go on a strike. If the Dodgers lose this series, then, you know, owners or players, the players will be able to say, well, you know, look, anybody can still win even without a big payroll. And so here's the problem with this whole salary cap situation is the players are making an enormous amount of money. And I'm not saying the payroll is, it does suck that the first three pitchers we're facing make obviously more than the Brewers payroll. Okay. I understand that. I also think the Brewers need to be to blame here for the change of approach and the bad inefficiency. You know, they've got one runner in scoring position in two games. Is that because of the payroll? They've gotten to these guys before. They know how to get to Yamamoto. They've done it. Just in this spot, they're not able to do it. So is the payroll the reason why the Brewers are specifically losing these games? I don't think I'm going to blame it on that. I do think that, yeah, they have Blake Snell. Yeah, they were able to get Yoshinobu Yamamoto, a guy, and bring him over for, you know, 10 years, $325 million. The Dodgers, as an organization, being a bigger market, are able to invest more in overseas, the same way that the Brewers are trying to find guys, you know, like off South America, Caribbean. Dodgers have gone to Japan. Geographically, LA, Japan, that's a nice quick trip, I guess, relatively. Just like if you're going to play, come overseas and play soccer from England, you know, they hit up New York, DC. A lot more times you see that just off the coast. That's why Giannis is going to move to New York City to fly to Greece, we're being told, right? But I don't think that the economic impact is, or I don't think, TV brain. I don't think that the payroll is necessarily why the Brewers are losing these series. Yet, it is going to get framed in that way. As a Brewers fan, I'm just not going to use that as an excuse in this particular series. They have gotten here because they are a good baseball team. And they can win a couple of these games if they're a good baseball team. But they haven't won these games. To go to LA, that's going to be tough. There's three games out there. That's going to be very tough. But I do not think that the Brewers are down 0-2 because of the salary complications of Major League Baseball. Even though you look at the Dodgers lineup and you're like, oh my God, and you look at their pitching staff and they've got four guys, again, making at least $30 million, and we have one starter, I think, right now. I don't think that in a vacuum, these two games are leading us to say, oh, okay, the Dodgers are outspending us. And we got here. They got here. And I did say before the beginning of the season that one of the things that I still come back for regarding the Brewers is in my heart of hearts, I don't think we're ever going to be gifted with a World Series. I don't see how that happens. I don't see it happening for us because maybe the framework of the game. Also, I think we're cursed for some reason, which I'm still not figuring out. I think it's the 82 parade. It might also be Jack and a team from Seattle. It might now be the L flag. Who knows? But I think there's some level of us being cursed in some way. But they still try. They still try. And they will go as far as the game will allow them to go. They'll go as far as things will allow them to travel through and succeed in. Like if they run into the payroll buzzsaw, they run into the payroll buzzsaw. And that's just how it's going to be.
This episode is brought to you by Indeed. Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If I wanted candidates who match what I'm looking for, I'd trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed's Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boosts your posts for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. And it makes a big difference. According to Indeed data, Sponsored Jobs posted directly on Indeed are 90% more likely to report a hire than non-sponsored jobs because you reach a bigger pool of quality candidates. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all of your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/BWN. Just go to Indeed.com/BWN right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/BWN. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Tim Shea's here. If you got any thoughts to say about the L flag, go ahead first.
Just whatever. You're great.
We're just outnumbered. They spun that because we're outnumbered.
Now I see, like, they should have used a W flag. I saw someone say that.
That would be dumber.
Right?
But there's no arguing out of it because they have more numbers.
It's driving me nuts. It's just get over it. You lost.
Yeah, well, and they lost to the Brewers, and that's kind of hard to handle, so they got to spin it. I'm talking about the Dodgers and the payroll. And I know that was a quick conversation afterwards. I don't think that the Brewers, like, yeah, the Dodgers have a better team because they can spend more money. I don't think that in this series right now, Tim, the payroll is why the Brewers are losing. And so I haven't made that complaint yet.
They're losing because they're not hitting the ball, right? It's not because of they can't hit the ball. And you've gone through they pitched three pitchers, two starters and one pitcher in the bullpen for one.
Oh, they went Sasaki and Trinan. They did. But they've had 17 innings of starting pitching when the one thing that you're like, okay, Brewers fans, get to the bullpen, and they can't get to the bullpen.
And their bullpen is a little shaky.
Man, that thing that you have your phone on is pissing me off.
Why? Is it making like
it's shaking. It's shaking more than the bullpen.
God.
Well, I don't want you to drive and die. Of course, Tim Shea's in his car where he always is.
I'm not going to drive and die.
You can be obnoxious with the phone. I'm not using video today because there's something on my lip.
Okay.
So you can, like, you got Do you see it?
Yes.
It looks like herpes. I don't know what it is.
I'm trying to figure out a way for the Brewers to win two games here out in L.A. I want to go to a game on Monday afternoon.
It'd probably be Monday night. That other series is not going long.
And I think Toronto's going to come back in Seattle.
Well, if Toronto can, then we can.
Exactly.
I think the emotion of the Cubs series had a layover.
I've heard people say that, too, that the Brewers gave it their all and that they're done. They are emotionally spent.
Christian Yelich is emotionally spent.
Well, he's going home now, so maybe a couple nights in his own bed will do him well.
He's hitless in 16, in his last 16 at-bats with 10 groundouts and 5 strikeouts. Here's some other stats for you. Yoshinobu Yamamoto is the first pitcher with a complete game and zero runners in scoring position in a playoff game since Roy Halladay's no-hitter in 2010 against the Reds. So you give up the leadoff home run, that's going to happen. Brewers offense in the last four games, a 119 batting average, 14 of 118, 5 runs, 30 strikeouts. The 14 runs over four games, their lowest in a four-game stretch ever. The Brewers are now one of 7 teams to have 2 or fewer at-bats with runners in scoring position over a 2-game span in a single postseason, with 1 at-bat with runners in scoring position that coming in game 1. Get the Blake Snell. Get the Yamamoto. Get to the bullpen. And they just can't. They just can't do it. So I don't, like, had they lost that Cubs series, I would be thinking, I'd be double questioning, or I'd be questioning, why did we pitch Freddie not on at home? You know, why did you have Quinn Priester starting a game in his hometown, its first playoff game? Like, why were some of the lineup changes about? I don't think there's much that Murphy could have done up to this point. I know he left Freddie in, but I was fine with that.
I was more than fine with that. You're going to need to save that bullpen. You would imagine Quintana maybe might get a start here. I think he might be a good option to quiet the bats in LA. I don't know. I mean, I'm out of what can we do? What can we do? What will we do? I don't have answers.
Well, and then two, you want to go back to LA, and with the Cubs series, it was like, all right, maybe, you know, they're throwing a starter and whatever, or they're throwing an opener and whatever. We got to face Glass now. We got to face Otani.
Otani, yeah, like it doesn't get easier. It just gets worse. I don't know. I honestly am. I'm ready for the sweep. And
you're ready for the sweep?
I don't know what else. I don't see the Brewers winning a game in this series.
No, I still don't think it's over. I still don't think it's over.
Do you see this series coming back to Milwaukee? If it's not over in your eyes.
I mean, I would. I'd know. I wouldn't bet on it. You can't. They're not hitting. Where are the bats going to come from? Yelich hasn't had a postseason RBI since 18. The conversation that I was having last night, and I didn't think that I was going to have this conversation, but people were talking about it, and I just kind of ran with it, and plus I had nothing else to say. We may lose baseball in 2027, regardless. I mean, it doesn't matter if the Brewers. I mean, we may the strike's going to be tough, and it's going to be in a way where the owners have the fans on their side. Because the owners are going to say, do you want baseball? Don't you want it to be fair? And we're going to say yes. And they're going to say, well, to do that, we need a salary cap. The salary cap is going to take money away from the players. It's not going to take money away from the owners. If we introduce a salary cap, that doesn't mean we're introducing a profitability cap. There's no revenue cap. The owners they want a salary cap because they're going to make more money. That's why. And they want a salary cap because they're going to give less money to the players, but they can use it under the guise of, things are going to be more competitive, which they might, if every team plays into that. You can have a salary cap at 220. That doesn't mean the Pirates are spending 220. The salary cap's not coming down to 150. It's not coming down to where these small market teams can spend. You're not going to hurt these big teams as much as you think you are. Would you give up a year of baseball if it meant a salary cap?
The entire season?
Would you give up a season of baseball for a salary cap?
Yes, I would.
I don't want my kid to go through the same labor problems that I went through.
Knowing that the Brewers probably wouldn't go up to that cap number, if that's the case, then no.
All right, your connection's dog shit, so I'm done with you. I'm letting you go.
I'm sorry.
Trying to connect with you for days, and this is what you give me?
I can't. You know I'm in my car.
I know. Where are you going for lunch?
I don't know. Jimmy John's.
Okay. Tim Shea,
I got a
everybody.
Good connection now.
Nah,
I got a good connection.
Tim Shea, ladies. Tim Shea.
Come on. Well, Tim Shea.
Good to see you, Tim Shea.
This episode is brought to you by Indeed. Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If I wanted candidates who match what I'm looking for, I'd trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed's Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boosts your posts for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. And it makes a big difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed are 90% more likely to report a hire than non-sponsored jobs because you reach a bigger pool of quality candidates. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all of your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/BWN. Just go to Indeed.com/BWN right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/BWN. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Okay. All right. Tim Shea, I have ejected from the proceedings. And that was, the audio that you may have heard, folks, we did a lot of Tim editing in post. I think I aired a 10-minute conversation with Tim. It was about a 25-minute, a lot of, are you there? And then when I did finally kick him out, his connection was great. But I appreciate his time. Yet I still want to, you know, I didn't want to do another 20-minute podcast like I did the other day. So I go to Grant Bills, who you could say is following Tim, but you could also say he is the headliner of the podcast today. Either way.
A pleasure either way. I'm happy to be described either way, following Tim or headlining, especially when Tim's on the bill too. Although get better internet, Tim.
Well, he was driving on Highway 100.
Why is he, where is he going? Where is he always going? Doesn't he work in the middle of the night?
No, he has a day, he's a 9 to 5 now.
Well, then why is he recording between 9 to 5?
He calls me on his lunch.
Well, so do I, but I don't do it on my fucking car.
Whatever. Right. Right. Whatever. Yeah. Well, that's a rule. Everybody I have on's got to be eating.
I already ate today, so you're lucky. I do have my little can of, I got my DC, but that's it.
You know what? I just realized I have not eaten today.
Isn't that great? That's great when you're like, damn it, I'm not even hungry.
But I did hit up the, I did hit up the Taco Bell drive-thru last night. Mm. And I was going to go with the standard, the SPTs and the quesadilla, but they have their 90s menu back.
They do.
And I've been craving a double decker for the longest time. So I got a couple of those, seven layers.
You end up taking a 4 a.m. double decker after eating a couple of those in the car, dude.
I know.
Taco Bell has never done that to me. I think it's great food. I don't badmouth Taco Bell. I love Taco Bell.
But I was, you know, I thought I wanted to get to work or at least in front of the TV. I didn't want to be driving while the game was on.
Okay.
And I had soccer practice Tuesday. And then went right to work, and I thought, I haven't eaten, you know? So I went to TB, and the guy's like, look, there's only one guy working here. And I'm like, he's like, if you want to wait, you can wait. I go, yeah, I'll wait. So I watched the first three innings in the drive-thru line on my phone of this baseball game. And Churio hits a home run, and, you know, Murphy said after, like, sometimes you hit the home run. And I was talking to Gelb, too. He called in, and he's like, it doesn't seem like every time there's a crazy defensive play, like that team does not win. Mm-hmm. So the Brewers have had these nice opportunities, but here they are down 0-2. And my show then graduated into, you know, I didn't have much to talk about. So whatever fish I can catch, I'm going to go for.
Yeah.
And people were talking about the salary cap. And I think it is what's being talked about. Like the Dodgers, oh my God, Blake Snell, compare the payrolls. And that's fine. And I've talked about, like, we're going to get to a point where the payroll, we can't afford to win. Like, the roster's just not good enough. So I understand all that. I don't know that this particular series yet has shown me, like, oh, we're losing because we don't spend as much. I guess it's inherently baked in.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, they have Blake Snell because they can afford him. I know not everyone can afford Blake Snell. He couldn't have been had by anybody.
Don't you love those tweets? I was getting like, anyone could have signed him, by the way. And you're like,
Anyone could have signed Shohei. Anyone could have signed Roki Sasaki. Anyone could have signed Yamamoto. Anyone could have traded for Mookie Betts. Anyone could have signed Freddie Freeman.
Are some of you people in, this is what I wonder truly. Cause I think the tweet that I saw was the Jake guy, the talking Yankees guy, right? Is that who we're referencing? Like sometimes I truly wonder like, are you being intentionally dense or like, are you that insulated? Are fans of the Yankees or the Phillies, like, is their worldview and their experience so different from ours that there's truly like that big of a misunderstanding? That's hard for me to grasp, but that seems to me more likely than someone just being stupid, like, to put right. it politely. You know what I mean? Like, you can't be that dumb. So it must be that your experience as a baseball fan is so different than mine. The payroll thing is real. I haven't talked about it a ton on my show. What I'll probably do is wait for the playoffs to be done. If the Dodgers just continue to stuff the Brewers into a locker and they win in, you know, 4 or 5 games, and then they go on to win the World Series, I'll just be a prick about it on the backside. Like, yeah, good postseason MLB, like, really interactive, very fun. Like, that's what I'll do. I'll wait. It's hard not to discuss. Like, it's so baked into the matchup. It's just more a matter of, like, how much do you want to focus on that? Do you want to focus on how Blake Snell and Yamamoto came to be on the Dodgers? Or do you want to focus on how unbelievably they pitched? Separate from how much they're being paid, they had to go out and do it on those nights, and the Brewers had no answer. So it's more of like a perspective or a perspective thing, like what you want to focus on.
Well, also the Brewers at the plate are not, these are not Brewers at bats.
No, but I think part of that is it's both, right? I actually have in my notes for the show tonight, like, blame pie, like let's do a pie. Like, how much is it Dodgers pitching being unbelievable? And how much it is Brewers hitting, like, losing themselves. And I think Murphy said after game 2 that the Dodgers brought out the worst in us, right? Like, the Brewers had to be complicit on some level in this. You can't just chalk it up 100% to Snell and Yamamoto being amazing. But that's a pretty big part of it. Like, that's a really big part of it. So while I want to sit here and say, well, you got to extend at bats, you got to do all these things, like, those two dudes were really that good. So it is a little bit more complicated than that.
It also is crazy, and I know Imig, and we'll do for the masses.
Paul's gone?
A couple of weeks. Huh?
Is Paul gone?
Yeah, he's on some place thing. I don't know. I think he went to Mars. He went on one of those rockets.
The Disney resort on Mars? Yeah, probably. Yeah. I guess I remember him mentioning something like that.
But he had said something about, like, I don't want to feel like an idiot, but is our rotation, like, non-existent? And it's like, yeah, I felt this. I, like, he texted that right after I thought the same thing, so yeah. I'm comfortable sharing, but I thought that too, because it's like, all we have is Freddie,
yeah, and Priester. And it's crazy, because back in July, the strength of the Brewers was their depth of starting pitching. They had a rotation of 5 guys, and then, you know, what were we always saying? They got 2 or 3 other guys who would start, you know, and be permanent fixtures in other teams' rotations. And slowly but surely, they traded away Cortez, and Woodruff got hurt, and Quintana missed time, and he's back now. I don't think any of us ever thought of Quintana as some superstar, but, like, a trustworthy guy. I feel better than most, I think, when he runs out there in these playoff games, just because he's seen so much. But it's pretty crazy to think that the biggest strength of this team was not necessarily, like, high-level elite starting pitching, but it was depth. They just had so many guys. And now we're in the postseason. It's like, well, Freddie, but how great did you feel about Freddie going out there and getting through 5? That was the nightmare for me last night, is this is a must-win game. And, like, what if Freddie Peralta's at 60 pitches through 3 innings? Like, it's a little scary if he's your number one guy. And Priester, I like Priester, I think, also more than most, and like him in some of these games more than most. But that's about it. And then they have some length guys, you know, Miz and Quintana, Myers, who sucked the other night. But it's crazy considering where they are now versus in July, when it was really the strength of their team.
Would you give up? This is my question I was asking. Would you give up a year of baseball to institute a salary cap? And can I give you, like, as you think about that, I'll give you some of what I was saying, is that the salary cap discussion is going to be loaded with bullshit.
Yeah.
Because the owners want it, mm-hmm. and the fans think they want it. Because they think it will make things more even.
Mm-hmm.
But the owners want it
cheap,
because then they would have to pay players less.
Of course.
But there's no revenue cap. Like, it doesn't, they're still going to be making the money. They're just going to be giving less to the players. But their cockamamie scheme is going to be something that we think we want. Okay, but then what's the cap going to be? It's not going to be 130. It's not like everyone's just going to have the Brewers.
Yeah, it can't be. Yeah,
it's not going to be even 200. Like, okay, we'll put a salary cap, it's 300, and we'll put a salary floor, it's 100.
Yeah,
I don't know that they can come up in a way with, like, the same stuff that's happening is still probably going to happen.
Oh yeah. Yep.
So I want to think that before I go all in on the players and be like Team Manfred. But I don't want there to not be a season. I don't want, and I'm going to bring up my kid yet again.
It's okay. You can bring up, why else would you have a kid if not to shoehorn into, like, that's a big part of, if I had a kid, it would be, oh my God, you know how many segments I could.
Zach, come here. You want to talk about it, buddy?
I do segments today on my hypothetical kids that I might have one day. The other day, I'm like, yeah, I'm going to get to tell my kid about that crazy double play. And I made a funny joke, actually. I was like, we'll pull it up on YouTube and I'll show them, because we're paying $80 a month for YouTube now with ads. And right, they'll say, Grant, certainly they must have won the game. You know, I do material on my hypothetical kids, so I don't blame you at all. Continue. Sorry.
But I was 10 when they locked out. And it took steroids to get me back in.
Did you take a principled stand as a 10-year-old, or like you just...
Grant, you have no idea. I was out.
Okay.
I was so out. And major league
girls, or like you were mad that the sport behaved in such a way?
I was mad because I never thought of a sport as a business up until that point.
Okay.
And I watched baseball and I thought these guys were just playing a game that, you know, you would play. And then, oh, they, you know, and then you think about the money, like they're making so much money. Because in all of these discussions, we talk about their money.
Mm-hmm.
We don't talk about the owner's money. You know, we line item the player's money all the time. And so Major League Soccer was also forming in 96.
Mm.
94 was the summer of the World Cup. I was trying to, like, I would go to my friend's house and, like, sneak ABC on and turn on the DC United game and be like, isn't this great, guys? He's like a 12-year-old.
An old
and
soul.
Then that product let me down, too. But that's, yeah, I was, that's where I was. So I don't know. If I knew, also in a weird way, I kind of like that there is a sport that is like, if you're rich, you can win. I kind of like that there's a different thing.
Yeah. The variety, I would argue that similar things take place in the NFL. It's just, it's camouflaged or it's done differently. I don't think you have the extremes. Right. You don't have the Dodgers with, you know, $750 million payroll when you count deferred money, but you have the Eagles who are guaranteeing and using these void years and pushing out money and spending actual cash guaranteed money. That's in escrow or guaranteed money that's handed to players. I do think in the NFL that there are teams and owners that are more serious about spending to win. And there are owners who are not. It's just presented differently. And because there is a salary cap that must be worked around. It's not a hard cap, but it's cap. But because we have that phrasing, you got to get under the cap or you got to be we don't think about football the same. And it's, you know, the extremes aren't as extreme, but I think you're right. Like, it is cool that we have a sport that's just like, fuck it. If you can pay for it, pay for it. I just, of course, that's the sport where we're Milwaukee Brewers fans.
You right. Know what I mean? And if baseball goes away for a summer, I mean, the Savannah Bananas and Banana Ball is going to take off to heights that we've never even seen.
I don't know. I hear a lot of people, and we talk about this with Bill. I think I'm remembering this correctly, that Bill said, yeah, I'd give up a summer of baseball if it means we got a salary cap. And I hear from people on my show, you hear these same sorts of ideas. It's like, guys, that's a great idea in theory.
Maybe I'll game out what that would look like tonight.
Yeah, like what? And for us, it's different because my job is, like, in the summer, I do like an hour or two of Brewers Talk every day. So for me, it's its own thing. But I know a lot of people who follow the team, and you have your group chats and your friends. You talk about the team. You go to games. Like, do you understand? Like, when you flippantly say, "Oh yeah, I'd give up a season for a salary cap," do you really grasp what you're saying when you say, "I would give up a season of baseball"?
I told Tim I don't think it's over. He also said, "Do you think it's coming back to Milwaukee?" And I said, "Well, it's probably a bad bet."
Oh, certainly a bad bet. I don't feel like it's,
I feel like there's still a chance. I don't feel like, I don't know.
This
team is different. I still, you know, I always go back to, I never thought we'd win a World Series, but you're down 2-0 and there's no good hope. And I don't know. I almost like that they're on the road in some dumb way.
Yeah. I feel a lot better about their chances at Dodger Stadium than at Wrigley. And that's something that I talked about coming into this series. I think that dynamic changed a little bit from the DS to the CS. Here's the path. And it's the path that the Milwaukee Bucks took in 2021 against the Nets. And I remember talking about it at the time. You go down 0-2, You just have to win game three literally by any means possible. You can win 1-0 on 3 walks and a hit bat. You just have to win game three. And then you clobber them in game four. And now all of a sudden it's tied 2-2. It feels like the momentum has completely shifted back. I understand the Brewers just got shoved into a locker for 2 straight games. So what I'm saying, it sounds simple. It's not, I understand. But this Brewers team won 97 games. We saw them string together at bats and do great things all season long. I know it's in there. If Glasnow and Ohtani shove the way that Snell and Yamamoto did the last two nights, yeah, then they're probably effed. But just about every playoff team in the history of baseball would be effed. If you can just find any way to win game three and then go nuts in game four, then like I actually feel great about their chances to win the series. But that's such a tall task. That's the path. It's a hard path, but I think it's there.
One last talking point. Malcolm Brogdon is retiring. So he is 32 years old.
Yep.
He will be 33 in December, which would put him 34 in December of 27, which would put him 35 in December of 28. So if he were to be inaugurated in January of 29, he would hit the 35-year-old threshold. He would run as a 34-year-old.
Interesting. I'm Malcolm Brogdon, and the best Bucks coverage is here on 105.7. What was that liner?
Oh, I have it for you if you want.
Do you actually have it? Good for you.
Yeah.
I have tweet notifications turned on for you and most of my friends because when they tweet, I get to see it without scrolling and digging for it. And I saw you tweeted, "Oh, he's running!" Exclamation point. And I knew that Joe Gau was on the Yak today. I'm like, "Oh, that would be a funny Joe Gau tweet." And then I opened it up. Oh, God damn it! It's Malcolm Brogdon.
Yeah, yeah. You brought up Joe Gau. I'm not.
Yeah, I'm nothing, proud of him. Nothing specific. No commentary. Just the fact that he was in the news, and I thought maybe that's what your tweet was about.
I'm proud of Joe. I'm proud of Uncle Joe. All right, I want to play this for you. I am loading up the Dropbox. So it's going to take 2 minutes. So is there anything else I can stall with for you? I guess I could just.
Did the Bengals game piss you off? Everyone was so pissed about that game. I've never cared about a football
game. I don't know. I did 20 minutes on it. Nobody wanted to talk about it.
It's because it was a boring game. Sometimes games just suck. Sometimes they're boring. Better to be a boring win than a boring loss.
It kind of pisses me off that, you know, we're 3-1-1 and that tie looks really good.
They could be 5-0 so easily. So easily. Just a couple of plays that you don't F up. And that's frustrating.
All right. I hope this is worth it.
Oh, for me, it will be.
I have, let's go to Dropbox. Okay. Let's see here. First of all right, ready?
Yep. This is the one.
I'm Malcolm Brogdon, Milwaukee's best Bucks coverage here on The Fan.
How many of these you got? Jesus.
Let's see.
I'm Malcolm Brogdon. Catch the Milwaukee Bucks postgame show after every Bucks game here on The Fan.
Do you have it with the stinger underneath? Wasn't there like some really like it was building?
I don't have the produced versions.
Oh, so this is all your audio.
I'm Malcolm Brogdon, and you're listening to Sparky's Bucks Weekly on The Fan.
Yeah, I had to go to Media Day and just stick a mic in these guys' face.
Oh, man.
And there wasn't – I thought I was going to have like a table to do it, but I literally had to go up to Giannis and say, can you read this? This might be a mixdown. Wait. Yeah, this might be a mixdown.
Hey, guys. This is Jan Zadokoub of the Milwaukee Bucks.
Hi, I'm Jabari Parker.
This is Miles Plumlee, Chuck and Winkler, the Bill Michaels Show, and the Big Show. Milwaukee's best Bucks coverage is here on The Fan.
Oh, I'd kill so many homeless people to go back to that lineup.
Hey, guys. This is Jan Zadokoub of the Milwaukee Bucks, and you're listening to the Milwaukee Bucks post-game show here on The Fan.
Here on The Fan. So what? This is 3 years before his MVP, Giannis's?
2016-2017 season.
Wow. That's history right there.
I should have gone up at swimming and said, hey, remember when I cut those liners with you 9 years ago?
Yeah, does he not right? I guess that's a long time ago. He meets a lot of people. He's Giannis, I was going to say.
Yeah. And all of us, you know, ginger beard, pale skin folks look alike.
Coach Bud.
Hey, it's Coach Bud.
Coach Bud.
Bud, you got your brother on the team too. No. Hi, Grant. I got nothing else. Well, thank you for your time.
Always fun to see you. I miss Paul. But, you know, it's like the same. It's like the same as a friend group. Like every once in a while, just, you know, a little one-on-one time. It's nice.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Okay. Thank you all for stopping into the Winklerverse.